Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Bargo and Bryant Wagner.
Hey, what's going on, Brittany?
Hi, Alvin!
How you doing?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Nothing that a Tylenol won't resolve.
You got a Tylenol?
Sure do.
Is it a Tic Tac?
Oh no, but it's definitely a pill.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
The morning after?
Sure. So, you look really good with what you're wearing.
Oh yeah, thanks. I got this t-shirt at Bass Pro.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah?
It really fills out your ladies.
My hairy ladies?
All except the areolas.
That's not funny! I can't help it!
It's okay. Why don't you, come on over here and sit next to me there, luscious lady?
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Look, bitch. I said yes.
Okay.
That's right, fellas. Just remember, she can say a million no's. All it takes is one yes.
That's misogynistic.
It's okay. You're still gonna take it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that dick.
Yeah, you are. Oh, there it is. All right.
I didn't know I'd laugh this much.
It's all right, bitch. Now choke on this Tic Tac. It's nut flavored.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Oh man.
Welcome to another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host, Landon Vargo, with my co-host, Bryant Wagner.
I'm not Brittany.
If anybody knows Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know that Alvin and Brittany were,
They were butt buddies.
Oh, damn right. They were their boyfriend, girlfriend.
They were lady in the street, but a freak in the bed to say, yeah.
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 All right. So, just before we've already kind of ruined this, but
yeah,
we'll do it anyway.
perfect public service announcement.
What?
Public service announcement.
Yep.
If you are offended by anything that we say or do,
we don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit.
Not a bit.
Also, today, Bryant and I are sipping on some Yingling lager.
Yingling beer.
From America's oldest brewery.
Mm. It looks like it's dehydrated, or when I'm dehydrated.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
Because it's sucking down.
Yep, but it's delicious. I did not pee on my face this time.
So, just listening to, Alvin and Brittany going to town there.
Yeah.
I've got a comment.
Well, I'm going to say something real quick before you comment.
What?
Just because she says yes once does not mean that it was a yes the whole time. That's bad.
Sure. So what I'm going to go is...
Lewis would say, you're a misogynistic asshole.
You know what? We haven't heard back from Lewis yet, have we?
We have.
You have?
I have.
Really?
I've got news.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'll wait.
What did he say?
I'll wait.
Well, you brought it up.
I know, but we'll get to
it. So we're on the topic.
We'll get to it. Move on.
Okay, so anyway, everybody knows that Alvin and the Chipmunks have a very, very, very popular Christmas song.
Yep.
And,
Christmas, don't be late.
Yep.
And, like your period.
And you know what? Jesus Christ. Wow.
Hey,
we're sitting here. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's a few days before. And what have you already done, Mr. Anti-Christmas?
I am not anti-Christmas. I am anti-.
You have already set Christmas shit up in your yard.
Hold on. I am not anti-Christmas. Please, everybody understand. I love Christmas. To a point.
Listen to Scrooge over here, Mr. Anti-Christmas, Mr. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm more like the Grinch than the Scrooge. It's just, I don't like people. It's not that I don't like Christmas.
Oh.
But anyway, no, I am a big proponent of not putting Christmas stuff up until after Thanksgiving because there is a holiday between Halloween and Christmas.
Not putting Christmas stuff up until after Thanksgiving. And what did Jack Wagon do? He put up Christmas stuff before. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. I put up lights and bells.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I did.
So awesome.
I was really depressed about it.
He was depressed.
I was. So I didn't depressed. Know if I'd have any other time to do it.
No time to do it.
No time. That's so right. I did it.
He did it.
So, to like two or three episodes ago, when I went on a tangent about that.
He got strapped on.
I did get a strap on.
Yeah, I did.
I got no lube.
Really
right,
hard.
Right in the pooper.
That's right. Made by Mattel.
Right in the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Yep.
It's fine. Anyway, yeah, I put Christmas stuff up first, and I'm sad about it.
Yeah, you should be.
But didn't you put Christmas stuff together? You haven't put it up yet.
I haven't put it up yet. Okay. I just put it together to see if it looked good.
Yeah, with glitter?
Yeah.
That's why you got glitter in your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There was a lot of glitter on it.
Gold?
Oh, yeah.
Silver?
Gold.
Blue?
Silver and gold, silver and gold.
Nobody wants to hear your singing. Move on. Oh, so we'll talk about Lewis now. Fair. Since you talked about Christmas,
I want to hear about Lewis. So what did he say?
It didn't go well.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, too bad.
Kind of. He may or may not have gotten slapped in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
For trying to give the girl a what? Like, why did he get slapped in the face? Did he elaborate?
He took our advice. Well, mine, because I didn't have any other good advice, but you also agreed with me. Basically telling her to fuck off.
Well,
And so that's basically what he said. Oh. Was told her to basically fuck off, but in a nicer way.
Yeah.
He got slapped in the face.
Okay, so why did he slap her in the face for saying fuck
he
off?
He didn't. She did.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah, because she was making fun of. I listened to two episodes ago, and it said that she was making fun of his Charizard card.
He was, she was. Yeah. But
I feel like one of our. I feel like one of our future episodes, we're gonna have to try and reach out back to him and get some closure on this.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No.
Nope. He had some very choice words to say to me.
Oh.
For all you listeners out there, it basically was, like, every name in the book minus my name.
Huh. Well, I guess that's one less listener that we're going to have.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I mean, we might try still to see if maybe you can get him on instead of me, because it was more my fault than yours.
Yeah.
You might try.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
What? Please tell me.
Our next episode that we're going to do, I'm going to get on the phone with him. I'm going to call him.
You're going to call him?
I'm going to call him.
I would like you to call
while
him.
While we're right here talking, I'll call him on the phone.
Yep.
We'll hook the phone up to the speaker area.
Okay.
And we'll have a conversation with him.
Okay. I like it.
I'll try to smooth it over the edges and try and get him back as a listener.
I would love that. I would love that.
Because he was kind of entertaining.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm jealous of his 9 sets of 151.
Yeah.
Well, almost
well,
151.
He should, well,
8
he
sets
should,
of
yeah,
151.
Yeah, because he needs one more card to complete the next set.
Correct. He also never told us what card that was. Did he ever tell you?
No.
No?
I wasn't on the phone. I was in the bathroom during that time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were. That's right.
Yeah.
I hope it's like Snorlax or something.
I don't know.
You know, I'd be curious.
Is that
or like
is that,
Jigglypuff?
Is that an easy one to come by?
Yeah. But I'm sure it's probably not one of the easy ones. I'm sure it's like a limited
edition, like Pikachu, with flames
coming out of his butthole or something like that. I don't know.
Man, that'd be crazy. Flames coming out of a butthole. Yeah.
That's your life every day.
Yeah.
When you eat Taco Bell.
I'm not a dragon. So, okay. So you have watched Deadpool and Wolverine, correct?
I have.
Yes.
I have.
Now,
didn't we talk about this already?
Yes, but this is... Off subject of that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But right. It does involve Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
Hugh
Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess I was watching, like, you know, just random TV news, whatever.
Sure.
And I guess Martha Stewart has stated that Ryan Reynolds was not very funny at all in person.
Well, Martha Stewart can go back to jail.
No, I'm serious. Like she said, and then I guess Ryan Reynolds rebutted with that and said, I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after a mile or so. That is when Hugh Jackman said it was about time somebody said it. Yeah.
What?
That's exactly what the article read.
I don't understand a bit of that.
So in other words, yeah, I don't know the delivery, but I guess Martha Stewart called Ryan Reynolds not funny. Ryan Reynolds stated that goes, I disagree with her.
Yep.
Saying that he was funny.
Right.
And then I guess she chased him. He goes, but I tried that once, and the woman is unexpectedly spry, so she must be fast.
Right.
And she really closed the gap after a mile of running from him.
Huh.
So she basically beat his ass.
Huh.
And then I guess Hugh Jackman said... It's about time somebody said it.
That she's spry or that he's not funny?
That he's not funny. Because if you ever watch any of the like TikToks or YouTube or... Instagram, they're always going back and forth. Oh, you're not funny, or blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like during, yeah. Especially during their uprising of their promotions for sure. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, but do people expect people to be funny like all the time?
I actually expect Ryan Reynolds to be funny all the time. If he's not up funny all the time, then he is a major letdown. And I don't care that he's trying to promote Mint Mobile.
But he's but that's the thing though. Like he is funny all the time.
No, it's not.
But he is.
Martha Stewart said so.
You believe Martha Stewart? She's high 90% of the time.
Have you seen the type of shit she makes out of yarn and a spool?
Right, because she sees it in her head from all the weed that she's smoking, hey, and she's like, "Wah!"
If it works, dude, it works.
Well, then we're in the wrong profession, and we need to be doing that too.
Well, I mean,
you got weed. I can neither confirm nor deny that in this state since it's still illegal.
Yeah, and you are still currently unemployed.
Valid.
Yeah.
Which means I get to have some fun for 5 days. Do you want some?
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
Speaking of weed, I think we talked about this before. Did you know that there's moonshine infused or weed in... How does that work?
You know what? You told me that. Yes.
Moonshine infused weed.
I do
weed.
Remember you telling me that when you did took your little trip down to
Gatlinburg. Yeah. Which is absolutely insane.
Right.
They didn't tell me that it was in there.
Oh, well. Sucks for you.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I lost my ever-loving mind.
That's awesome.
It's not. It tasted good.
But. You know, okay, so... Talking about weed stories.
Yeah.
So myself and a good friend of mine, and I'm not going to name his name because he has not signed a release.
I love that you say that every time. Well, yeah. Like people don't know.
Well, no, because he knows who he is.
Well, I know he knows, but other people.
But people at our place of work doesn't know him.
Well, I know, but like I love that you tell people on the show that like I'm not going to name his name because he hasn't filled out a waiver or she hasn't filled out a waiver. Like if people don't know that by now, we're on episode 17 or 18 now. Yeah. If people don't know that by now,
hey,
we've got a problem.
Well, they have to be reminded because guess what? There's so much information that goes out every day that's new and entertaining that people forget like 30 seconds after I say it.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
So you and a friend that you will not name names because he has not signed a waiver.
So anyway, back in my, I would say mid-20s.
Okay.
I was at IU.
Yeah.
I was a student down there at IU. He came down to visit.
No, you were a student?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
And I was a cheerleader too.
You were at IU?
Yeah.
As a student?
Yeah.
And
you know what? We have people all over the globe that are listening. So IU isn't Iowa. It isn't Idaho.
That's ID.
No, it's IU.
No, I know. Idaho is not IU. Idaho is ID. Iowa is IA.
University?
I'm not talking about
university.
I'm not talking about the university.
I'm not talking about states.
Well, you're confusing the crap out
of people.
I'm talking about
colleges, dipshit.
Well, you confused me.
Okay. So
does Idaho have a college?
Indiana University.
Does Idaho have a college?
Yes.
What's the college?
Idaho.
Idaho what?
University.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Jackass.
Isn't Iowa IAU?
Iowa?
Yeah.
University?
Yeah. Isn't it IAU? It might. To avoid any kind of confusion for IU?
You know, that's a good question.
And I wonder if Idaho is IDU.
I'm going to Google University right now.
You're not. You're on a note.
No, I'm not.
Oh, now you are. I see that now. I'm just curious. Like, there has to be some way to avoid any kind of confusion. Like, and I feel like there's maybe some like copyright infringement. That could be wrong. I don't know. But I could have sworn that Iowa was like IUA or IAU or something.
Oh, no. Idaho is actually U of I.
Oh, okay.
But see, that's different because that can
Well, we have a U of I.
Yeah, we have University of Indianapolis. Yeah. Exactly, so it doesn't matter what
they that's weird. All right, fair enough.
So anyway, so I'm going to go into Indiana University.
You were a student at Indiana University?
Oh, my God.
No way!
You act like that's brand new news.
No, but I love it when you tell people that you were at IU and that you were a student there.
Oh, my God.
Because in your mid-20s, you would be a student at IU.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about IU, you don't need to tell people you're a student.
Yeah, but people don't know. Yeah, but...
You're amazing. I love you.
I was 27. I was a later fucking mid-20s.
Okay, and? That's not even mid-20s. That's late 20s.
Yeah.
So you weren't even right on the math. That's late 20s. After
25... Agreed it is.
26 is late 20s.
That's mid.
No, that's late.
24, 25, 26 is mid.
That's not mid.
Agree to disagree. So anyway, moving on.
You were at IU as a student. Please continue.
I totally forgot what I was talking about now because you fucking ass.
We were talking about weed stories.
So my buddy and I, we went to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
High?
Oh, high as a kite.
Did you have sushi?
No, it was Chinese. Sushi's Japanese.
Okay.
So we ate so much.
Did they kick you out?
They kicked us out.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
And like, we threw a fit about it because we were still freaking hungry.
Well, yeah, and you're paying customers.
Yeah.
And it's a buffet.
Right.
You can't expect me to not eat a bunch of food when I'm high.
And it says all you can eat.
Yeah. So obviously I wasn't full, which means I can eat more.
Yeah, we got our money back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I threw a stink about it.
You should have.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry. Oh. It's all you can eat. If it's not all you can eat, then don't advertise it as all you can eat.
What's advertitis?
It's a disease that involves your nipples.
Oh. Well, I hope I don't get that.
No, if you advertise it as all you can eat, then it's all you can eat.
Yeah.
Which means I'm a big guy, I can eat.
Yeah.
And if I'm high, I can eat more.
Yeah. And because it deadens your receptors and it makes you hungry. And on top of that, I had 3 or 4 plates just like probably about 12 inches tall with food.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to eat it all because I ate it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have gone back
for more.
Yeah. But they kicked me out and my buddy.
That's sad.
On a repeat note.
Did you go back to that place?
I did not.
Okay, good. I wouldn't have
eaten. No, I boycotted it.
Good, you should.
Yeah. And then there was another time we went to Denny's.
Did you eat pancakes or Grand Slam breakfast?
Honestly, I don't know what I ordered, but him and I were so freaking like feeling so good that we were cracking up so bad.
Oh, was that the one that you were just laughing? Like you would laugh and he would laugh and you guys would just keep laughing and you couldn't eat?
And we couldn't eat. And we ended up getting our stuff to go. And it was funny because, okay, sorry wife, but I was single at the time. But we had
She doesn't listen anyway. It's fine.
She doesn't listen. So anyway, but we have, there was these two girls sitting like across the aisle from us with these two dudes.
Yeah.
And they had no idea what we were laughing about, but we were just laughing really hard. They end up leaving their dudes sitting next to us and laughing with us. And we didn't say a word to them the entire time. It was just a fucking meeting about laughter.
I'd love to be so high that I just laugh and just can't stop.
Yeah, like we literally just sat there and laughed the entire time.
Do you even remember what you were laughing about?
No.
Do you just laughed?
Just started laughing. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was awesome.
That is awesome.
It was an awesome time.
I don't have any good weed stories.
No?
Which is sad. I have a lot of good food stories, but not weed stories.
But that was probably the last time I ever did weed, really. I'm not really a big fan of it, so I don't really like the smell, the taste, you know, that type of shit.
Makes your clothes smell funny.
Yeah.
And then you smell funny.
Yeah.
And then everything smells funny. And you always get the side-eyed look of like, we know what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're not stupid.
So stop it. Yeah.
Right.
That was back when I was like 27 years old. It was a good time.
Did I tell you about the time that I ate my like weight in all you can eat shrimp at Red Lobster?
No. By the way, did you know, are they still doing the all you can eat shrimp? I think they got away with it. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that?
It comes around like September, October every year.
Well, I think, oh, dude.
That should be our next food.
food challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Now, for those of you that don't know, we've done a few food challenges in the last year.
One was wings, or no, the boneless wings.
Boneless wings, 50 boneless wings. Yep. I won that one.
You won that one.
The first one was donuts,
which you won, 15, and then we did a repeat on the donuts, and then I won.
Yep.
So you're up 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah. We still have to do the beer one.
We still have to do the beer one. We still have to do the tacos.
Yeah, so if you're from tacos.
We tried to do as many as we could eat pancakes at IHOP, and I don't think I won that one. I got through three. You got through two.
No, we finished got through, a full five.
We did finish a full five, but on the second five.
No, I finished more than you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Nope.
I totally did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, because you stopped and I kept going.
You stopped at a half, and I stopped at 3/4.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's the other way around.
Nope. I'm pretty sure we have a post about it.
If you can find the post and I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
All right. Well, I'll have to look for it.
No, it's fine. Look for it later.
It's probably buried. Yeah.
But yeah, no, anyway. So actually, we might be either 2-2 or 3-1 at that point.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were badass and could do like 15 or 20 pancakes, and we got through a stack and a half.
Yeah, a stack and a half. Ish. Because I'll tell you what, those pancakes
were thick. Fluffy.
They were thick.
They were thick. They were fluffy. It was hard.
That's right. They were really thick. Girls, you know what I'm talking about. They were thick.
Why are all the good things thick and hard to get through?
Or shaped like dicks? I'm serious. Hot dogs?
That's true. Oh, yeah. We still need to do that one.
A weenie between the buns.
We still need to do that. Yeah. We still need to
popsicles.
Do popsicles. I'm not doing a popsicle.
No. I'm just saying. That's shaped like a weenie.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. Yeah, I don't want to eat popsicles
like
anymore.
Maybe an Asian guy. I don't know.
One of the push pops?
Yeah. No, that would be an uncircumcised guy.
One of those old Flintstones push pops.
Well, it's like that's like an uncircumcised guy because you have to push it out of the foreskin.
Round, thick, and uncircumcised. Yeah. but we do need to. We were going to do a hot dog eating contest. We never got to it
because the day that we were going to go, it was raining.
Correct.
Yep. So we backed out.
No. That's not true. The day we were going to go, I couldn't make it.
Well, yeah, you couldn't make it, but also it was raining. It was also raining that day.
It did end up raining, so we didn't end up doing it. But before it started raining, you all had planned to go, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
I was going to try to do it at home and FaceTime, and you were like, no, it's not fair. You got to be here. And then it rained, which worked out in my favor.
Yeah.
So, because I would have won that.
And then also go to the original Ale Emporium right over there behind Castleton Square Mall in Castleton, Indiana.
And go down the line of beer.
Yep, go down.
There's like 51... taps,
right?
Something like that,
maybe more.
I'll say about 50.
Yeah,
well, I'll say that.
So we'll have to like go beer for beer and just go down the line.
We should video that one,
dude. That one would be good. That would be tense.
Yeah,
that would take forever though.
Yeah, but it's okay because I mean, like, you don't have to watch the whole thing.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm definitely going to eat some of those freaking Hermanaki wings.
Oh yeah, we're not just having beer. We have to eat something.
If anybody's ever been to Ale Emporium in Indianapolis,
their wings are so good.
Their wings are, they're actually some of the best rated in Indianapolis and Indiana.
So I do have an argument though.
What's that?
I've been to a new wing place. Well, it was
where?
New, it was
where,
new
where,
to,
where,
it was
where?
New, well,
what's it called?
Let me finish.
Well, say
fucker.
What it's called.
It's new to me.
Yeah. Real good vibes.
Whiskey What's business.
That? Oh, dude.
Now, hold on. Now, hold on. Let me finish.
All right.
Let me finish.
That's
there's
like a, that's th- like that's like
hold on.
Two,
let me...
That's like 2 minutes from where I live.
I know, but let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Their Carlito's Way wings, I would argue, are better than the Hermanaki wings.
Oh.
Have you had them? Have you had their Carlito's Way wings at Whiskey Business? And I think there's only two, like, locally. There's one on Southport, and there's one on, like, Pendleton Pike or something. Right? Where's the other one? I know one's in Southport, off Southport Road.
No, there's one on Pendleton Pike.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. And have you been there?
Yeah.
Have you had their wings?
No.
You have... When next time... Okay, the next time...
I'll try it. I will try it.
The next time that we have
a day... I'm not going to like it, but I'll try it.
Next time that we have a day where we go for lunch, we're going to go get Carlito's Way wings. At Whiskey Business.
No.
Yes.
No. I don't want to go there for lunch. I want to go somewhere better.
You can drink. It's a 21 and over bar.
Yeah, I get that.
So? Your argument is always, well, I'm not going to go eat there because I can't drink there. You can fucking drink there. It's 21 and over.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
I don't care what you want.
We can go there for like another time.
Lunch.
No.
Lunch.
Why?
Why not?
Because that place isn't that great.
You...
Don't give me that look.
I am giving you that look because you're wrong. So anyway, back to what we originally talked about. Did I tell you how many shrimp that I ate for the all-you-can-eat
shrimp? So how much?
422.
No way.
Swear to God.
422.
422. Swear to God.
Not today you wouldn't. Dude, you're down to 288 or 280.
I know.
There's no way you're going to fit 422 fucking shrimp in that littler body that's a sizable amount smaller than your big size.
When I did 422, I was at 250.
Yeah, but you also had that college metabolism.
I wasn't in college anymore.
Where were you? How old were you? There you go. College metabolism.
No, I...
You were still in your mid-20s, bro.
Late 20s.
Mid 20s.
Late 20s.
Mid 20s.
27.
Mid 20s.
Late 20s.
Mid 20s.
I'm not arguing with you on this, but no, 422 shrimp. So many shrimp that...
They kicked you out?
No. Worse. In my opinion, worse.
That made you pay for another one.
No. We closed down the place.
Yeah.
They still had shrimp coming because they were so behind on our orders. I took a giant box home of shrimp because they were behind on our orders.
It was
me and there was like six or seven dudes.
Hell yeah.
Four or five girls that went.
We
were doing something for fun.
You put that seafood in your mouth, didn't you?
I did.
Hell yeah.
I just kept going.
Damn straight.
It was delicious.
That's what's up.
So we need to do an all-you-can-eat shrimp
contest.
Dude,
I'm down. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm a fan of... I'm serious. I like Red Lobster. It's good.
It is good.
It is.
I like their rolls. Their rolls are delicious.
Did you know Red Lobster and Olive Garden are owned by the same company? Yeah. Google it.
I mean,
The reason I know that is...
That's weird.
Oh, and also Seasons 52 down there by Keystone at the Crossing.
I don't know that one.
It's a hoity-toity upscale... restaurant that's also owned by the same owners of Olive Garden and Red Lobster.
Why would the same owner have a seafood place and a pasta place? Those are two polar opposite restaurants. I don't know what Seasons 52 is.
It's like an expensive steakhouse type deal.
So why would you own all three? Why not just make one with all of it?
It's called Darden. D-A-R-D-E-N.
I mean, you could literally have a restaurant that's called I Don't Know, and when your wife says, I don't know, that's the place that you go, and you get seafood, shrimp, or seafood, pasta, and meat.
You know what? I've got a great way on how you trick your wife to go.
You surprise her?
No, to pick the spot.
Yeah, you
no,
tell.
No, no. Yeah.
Okay, then you tell me.
Okay, so I go, oh, babe, guess what?
What?
You'll never believe where I'm taking you for dinner.
Right, and then when she tells you, you say, yes, absolutely. How did you know?
Oh, my God. Are we going to Ocean Prime?
Absolutely,
yep,
we
that's
are.
Shit. You Man, guessed it. Good. God, you're really good.
That's amazing.
And you know what's going to be funny?
You're trickering
all the girls that are listening to this right now is like, that'll never work on me. That'd never work on me. Guarantee you, your man has already used it. If you have a man, or if you're
a woman,
whatever your fucking swing, they've used it on you.
Yep, and you don't even know it.
You've already, just like the swipe and sniff trick, they've tricked you. It. They've tricked you. They've gotten you. Yep. That's. Yeah. If you don't know what the swipe and sniff is, I'm sorry.
Can you tell everybody what it is?
No.
All right. Well, fine.
No, because if they don't know what it is, then guess what? They're lost. That means they're just too dumb to figure it out.
They'll go to Urban Dictionary or whatever and end up finding it on Google University.
Yeah, Google University.
We should see if Google would sponsor us.
They won't.
We should see.
They make way too much money.
We should see.
What are they going to sponsor?
Google University?
They don't need to.
It'd still be fun.
Yeah, well, we have timestamps on that lingo right there called Google University, so they can't use it.
I'm sure somebody else has used it. I'm sure Google themselves has used it.
Well, Google University?
Has probably said Google University.
We have timestamp of it, so I guarantee you we used it before they did.
Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe.
I'm going to Google it.
On Google University, we're going to Google. Has Google used Google University before? Try saying that fast five times. Gee, man, Christmas.
I'm Googling it right now.
I know you're Googling it right now.
Hold on.
When
has Google used Google University?
I'm sure it's a yes. No?
No.
Really?
Google partners with 4 universities.
Well, okay, but they're talking about universities. They're not talking about, like, Google being a Google university. So that's not even a fair, like, you know, no. That's not even a fair, like, search on that.
Hold on. Has Google, hold on, I'll reword it.
Has Google coined the phrase Google University?
No, been called.
Hmm. That's better. If we pop up first, I will lose my ever-loving mind. Yes, no, maybe so. Mm-mm. Really?
Nope.
All right, well, maybe we did coin something.
Trademark beginnings, Google University. Beginnings. Google has its origins in Backrub, a research project that has begun in 1996 by Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
Sergey.
When they were both PhD students at Stanford University in Stanford, California.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Is Sergey Sergey?
Sure. yeah, I don't see the words Google University anywhere.
Cool. Well, then we coined Google University. Go us.
They only mentioned Stanford University.
Oh, that's all the universities that, yeah, like, have people.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, I'm not seeing, I'm not even in the, in, what's that website? Q-U-O-R-A, Quora.
Quora.
Quora, New York Post, Instagram, nothing. Wired.
We're the first ones. All right.
Yeah.
Coin Google University.
That's Google us. University.
Blabber Buddies, trademark Google University.
Yep.
Trademark Blabber Buddies.
Yep.
Woohoo!
On today's date, November 20th.
Oh, we've been using it longer than
2024 at 14:28 hours.
We've been using it longer than
that. Oh, we have.
Like 3 or right. 4 episodes now.
Right.
But we'll coin it for this hour, or for this date and this time. Mm-hmm. Cool. I love it.
Done.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Go us.
I know.
Would you like to do a couple would you rathers?
I would.
Or do you have a topic that you want to discuss?
No, go ahead.
All right.
It's been a while since we've done one.
We have. It's been a minute.
So let's go. I like would you rathers. Just please don't let them be dumb.
They're always dumb. Would you rather have a car that can fly or a car that can go underwater?
Car go underwater.
Yeah? Why? Yeah.
Because
you like dolphins. That's
fair. Well, no. Not just because I like dolphins. Because scientifically speaking, there is the majority of our Earth that is unexplored.
Is the water.
Is underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see everything that it has.
Do you think that your car would be able to go to the deepest points of the...
In my reality,
yes. Okay, that's fair. No, that's fair. That's
yeah.
a valid thing.
So, and everybody, I mean, you can see everything above the sky and beyond and millions of miles out with telescopes and satellites and yada, yada, yada. Now, it's a massive sky. However, thank you.
You're welcome.
There is majority of our oceans have yet to be explored.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I want a flying car.
Cool.
I'm tired of dealing with stupid people. And plus, I'm deathly afraid of drowning, so I have an irrational fear of drowning.
Yeah, not even crossing my mind, just because, like, by the time cars are able to go underwater, I'm sure that bug has been fixed.
I mean, probably, more than likely, but, like, it's just, it's one of those irrational, like, even going out on, like, a cruise ship stresses me out. And I love cruises. They're fun. All you can eat.
You know, I've never been on one.
You've never been on a cruise?
I've been a lot of places and I've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah, I do.
I've traveled quite a bit.
You have.
A cruise is something I have not done yet. We have talked about it.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. We have talked about it. But something about going to, you know, an all-inclusive place and be able to explore that area for
like
longer.
Like a resort, like Sandals or something like that.
Yeah, for longer than just a few hours. Mm-hmm. At a time, and then being stuck on a ship the whole time. I mean, it just appeals to me a little bit more. Now, mind you, I also know that cruises are – you either love them or hate them.
Mm-hmm.
People either – I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
So I feel like I want to do like a short one, but I know the old ball and chain, she wants to do something up in Alaska.
You have to do the Alaska.
Yeah.
If that's so, if you have a choice for your first one, you have to do Alaska.
Right. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be getting the alcohol package.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. But, like of all... So, I've done four or five, and getting ready to do a sixth one here in April for California. I've never been out west, like that far out west.
Isn't it called, like, the Raining Men? It's Raining Men Cruise?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. I think Thunder from Down Under is going to be on.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Okay, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
But, no, of all four or five that I've done, Alaska was my favorite. And the one reason that it was my favorite, and I don't know if every captain does this or if it was just ours, but when we were out at sea for one of the days going from one port to another, it was dark. Like, I don't know, 9-10 o'clock at night, the captain got over the intercom, told all of us to just stop what we were doing. If we were in a cabins, come out to the deck and look up. We looked up and we saw the Aurora Borealis.
There you go.
Atlanta. That was hard to get out.
What? Wait, what does indigestion medicine?
What?
You said Mylanta.
Shut up. But anyway, we saw the Northern Lights. That would have been easier to say. He turned everything off, minus the engines. All lights.
Oh, yeah.
Everything off.
Well, he knew there was nothing to... He knew there was no iceberg to run into.
Thankfully. But, like... And also, this is a point of contention and a topic of conversation here in a minute that I'm going to get into. But told us, you're not going to see it on your phones. Put your phones away. Put your iPads away. Like, you're not going to be able to take a picture of it. It's not going to show up on that type of screen. Like, you have to have specialized cameras and lighting and things to get that picture. Turned everything off, looked up, and we were passing a mountain peak. I don't remember the name of the mountain peak right now. We were passing a mountain peak, and it literally looked like the lights were shooting out of the peak.
Oh, wow.
Like, you could see the green, the purple. I mean, but it like, from where the peak was, that was your point to start, and the lights were out.
You know, it was so cool. So you know how the northern lights come to be, right?
Yeah.
How?
It's like the, like solar, like, flares, isn't it?
No.
Okay, enlightening.
So basically, when the sun is on the other side of the Earth, because of the rotation, and because of the location of where the sun is and where the rays that the sun goes, it reflects part of it. You're partly right.
I was going to say I thought I was, but okay.
So part of it is from the reflection of the eclipse or the ozone layer type. Yep. Type shit.
Yeah.
But the other part is because of the spread that it gets from the polar ice caps.
Huh.
So it reflects through the ice and gives off that shine.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. But yeah.
Yeah. Piece of useless knowledge.
No, I appreciate it. If I'm ever on Jeopardy, I'll use that little piece of knowledge. That's the only question I'll get right.
But it has. But it does. It does have to do with both. It has to do with the ozone layer. And the spectrum, the curvature of the Earth and stuff like that, but also reflecting off of the polar ice caps.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so with that, I highly recommend that for your first cruise, whether it's with your ball and chain or dudes, whatever it is.
Well,
I know it'll be with your wife first.
Well, the thing is, I'm not a big fan of winter at all.
So
it'll probably be like a summer Alaska cruise where we probably won't see that shit.
Best time to go. Let me tell you. Best time to go.
Yep.
Late September into early October. It's not winter yet. So, like, you're transitioning from summer in that Alaska area into their winter. You're looking at temperatures in like we dealt with mid 60s to upper 70s or mid 60s to low 70s the entire 7-8 days that we were on the ship. So jeans, sweatshirt, maybe jeans and a t-shirt. Like, the only time that it got really, really cold, of course, was at night. When the sun was down, if you're out on the deck and it's windy, you're cruising, it's cold.
Oh, yeah, you gotta bundle up.
Well, absolutely. But during the day, I mean, there was, I think, one day where I wore a beanie cap and a sweatshirt because we were going into Glacier National Park.
You know,
and
that was it. I wonder if I wonder if Cutter's been on a cruise.
I don't think he'd last on a cruise.
You don't think Cutter would?
Not that I don't think he would enjoy a cruise. I mean, feel like
I'm sure he cut it for Cutter.
I feel like somebody would throw him off the boat.
You think so?
I feel like somebody would throw him off the boat.
You think it's his hair?
No, I think his hair is nice. I think it's more just him.
Yeah. I'd have to ask my niece.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cut it for Cutter. Good old William. That fella.
Good old Cutter.
Cut it for Cutter.
I hope he listens to this show. Dude, we dog him so hard.
The fuck out of him.
But I've never met this kid.
Me neither.
But I love this kid.
My niece showed me a couple photos of him and some videos of him on social media.
He must be attractive for her to, you know.
I mean,
he's got to have something going for him.
She says that he's really tall. And I go, how tall is he? She goes, 5'9". I go, that's how tall I am. It's not very tall.
That's not tall. I'm tall. That's not tall. I mean, but hey, you know what? In hindsight, he can get things off the top shelf that she can't get. So, you know, it's fine. Oh, so point of contention.
Yes.
I have a topic with that. So I'd said on that cruise, they told you know, people to put cell phones away, put iPads away.
Yeah.
Of course, people are stupid.
And they pull it out.
And they pull it out and do it anyway. I don't understand why. Whether it's that or sporting events. So I went to a baseball game a couple months ago or like a month. What is this? November?
Yeah.
So September. I went to a baseball game in September to go watch the Indianapolis Indians play. Why do people feel the need to either, one, go to a sporting event and not watch the damn thing? Either they're on their phone or they're having a phone conversation on speakerphone where God and everybody can hear it. Or...
Oh my God.
They go to a sporting event and they talk through the whole damn thing.
Dude,
watch the game.
Okay, don't even get me started on people that sit there and talk on their
speakerphone?
Speakerphone.
Why do people do that?
You know what I've noticed?
I don't care about your conversations.
You know what I've noticed?
I'm going to go drink it.
Okay, good. You know what I've noticed though? You know what?
Now.
No, gross. You know what? Dude, don't.
No. It didn't change the flavor of anything. Oh. The mint overpowers the beer.
Fair. So you know what I've noticed is anybody and everybody that sits there and speaks on speakerphone as you get a little bit older.
Yeah.
So that everybody and their mom can hear your conversation.
Yeah.
Are trash ghetto people.
More than likely, yes. Yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's not more than likely.
From our point,
trash,
yes.
Trash and ghetto people. It's trash.
I don't want to hear your conversation. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
I don't care.
Nobody wants to hear. Nobody cares about your baby drama mama. Baby mama drama. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Aunt Ruth, who's been in the hospital with 6 diaphragm removals and 2 toes removed and you know, nobody cares about Aunt Beatrice being in there for diabetes when she's been sitting there drinking sugar drinks for fucking 50 years and Mountain Dews, and she doesn't you know, watch her sugar intake. I don't care.
No, I don't care.
You know?
I don't care. And no. I don't care. It doesn't matter where I am.
I mean, fuck.
Public, whatever.
I mean, fuck. I mean, you got an aunt named Beatrice.
What's wrong with that? Call her BB.
What?
She might be called BB.
Where'd you get the other B from?
BB.
Beatrice. There's only one B.
No, I'm clear, but my son has a friend at school that her name is Beatrice, and they call her BB. Don't ask me why. They just call her BB.
She's going to be an Aunt Beatrice one day.
And I know. I'm clear. Well, I don't think she'll be an aunt. She might be a grandma. I don't think she's got brothers or sisters.
Oh.
But anyway. Well, like,
okay.
Anyway. I have several pet peeves.
Yeah.
If you've listened to the show, you know I have several pet peeves.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
One of which is setting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Don't get me started. That's a point of contention already.
It's already a point of contention. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have a point of contention.
Point
already.
Of order.
I have a point of order. My name is Brian
Wagner. Object.
And I just want you to know that I'm sitting here and I've got an itchy butthole right now. But I'm going to let you know that I can't stand it when people sit there and decorate Christmas before Thanksgiving. Even though I already did it, I'm going to sit there and hold a halo above myself of everybody else.
Hey.
Those little rotten bastards.
Hey.
What?
Why are you telling everybody my business? My butt is itchy right now. I just haven't scratched it. I've been sitting here on my butt.
Dude, that's gross.
It itches. I'm sorry. I got a hairy ass. I'm sorry. It itches sometimes. But no, I don't understand. That really pissed me off at that game.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you have any other would you rathers?
Oh, that's a good question. Did we do one? Oh, we did do one.
Yeah. It was the flying car or the underwater car.
Oh, okay. I have one. Speaking of Mike Tyson, which we talked about in our last episode. Would you rather have your mom in her prime fight Mike Tyson in his prime or take a bullet to the knee?
Mom was really tiny, so I'd probably take the bullet.
Okay.
I mean, she was real tiny.
Okay. That's fine.
One punch from Mike Tyson in his prime, even when my mom was in her prime, she'd be dead.
Mom or dad? We'll say dad. Dad in his prime versus Mike Tyson in her prime. In his prime.
I'd let my dad get hit in the face. my dad in his prime was a big dude. He was a bouncer. Like, I feel like he could take a blow.
Okay.
You know,
so like, I'll change that. Instead of mom, because I forget that your mom's also a very tiny woman.
Very petite woman.
Very petite woman. Yes. So I'll change that. So yeah. Would you rather your dad in his prime fight Mike Tyson?
I would totally let my dad take a fist to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because back in the day, he'd take it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. All right.
Oh yeah. Back in his prime. Oh yeah. He could have taken it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, hell, have you seen me?
I won't comment on that.
You don't need to.
You look like
because anything that comes out of your mouth, I'd be like, you're a fucking liar.
You got jelly rolls right now with me.
I didn't 2 months ago.
I know. You look great. You still look great. You look better than me. It's fine. I'm losing a lot of muscle mass, but
it's because you're not working out.
I am working out. I'm just working out differently. I'm using resistance bands instead of weight. I like my resistance bands.
You need to go back to weight.
No, hear me out.
You need to go back to weight.
Hear me out.
Resistance bands are only good for so long. You need to go back to weight.
I know, but let me finish.
What?
I have so much.
I have a Nordic Track Gold, guys.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
I have a Bowflex.
That's not what I was going to say either.
Oh, go ahead.
I have so much more flexibility.
Yeah.
It makes sex way more fun.
Yeah, but you know what?
For me.
But you know what? You can have way more flexibility by just stretching every day.
I don't like to stretch.
Obviously, don't like to run either.
I don't. You're right. I hate running. And also, running is really bad for your knees.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I'm not. Look it up. Google it.
I've been running...
Just because you have been doing it for years doesn't mean it's good for your knees. It's actually really bad for your knees. You should.
Actually, it's not because every animal in the animal kingdom have been running for their lives from the moment they're born. And they're fine.
One of our favorite podcasts that we listen to pretty regularly.
Mind Pump.
Absolutely. They talk about that on there, that walking on an incline at a steady speed is actually better for your knees and your body than running. Look it up.
I've heard that episode.
Exactly.
You're still doing cardio.
I'm clear, and I like doing the walking. I'll walk on an incline.
That's not what you just said.
You said I don't like running, and I don't. I hate running. I don't mind to walk, but I'm not going to run. If I don't have to run, I'm not going to run. It's bad for your knees. It's extremely bad for your knees.
Sometimes you have to run.
Sometimes I don't have a choice. You're right. Sometimes I don't have a choice.
Sometimes you just might be getting chased by a fucking lioness that wants nothing but to sink her teeth in your buttocks.
That's not what I was thinking.
And you need to run.
That's not what I was thinking. Well, I was more thinking
survival.
Well, I know.
Survival, dude.
I know. But if I ever come into contact with a lioness that wants my buttocks, too close to the lioness.
She's getting you because I'm faster than you, so therefore she's going to get you before me.
You're not faster than me in a dead sprint.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Well, not right now, but
even in your prime, bullshit.
Okay, we'll race.
When you get better,
we'll race and we're going to film
100 meter dash.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely gonna lose.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna skunk your ass. Oh, dude, you don't even know.
And you know what? I'll even like. We won't do it. Like, we can't.
You want to put money on it?
Sure. We're gonna do our gentleman twenty dollar bet. Shake.
There it is.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, $20 bet.
Hey, and I'll even
faster.
I'll even give you time.
I don't need time.
You're gonna do it immediately after you're completely healed and good to go. You are out of your
fucking
mind.
Talking about that type of time.
Yes.
I was gonna say, like, give me a head start. Fuck no.
I'd still probably give you
no.
Head.
No.
I'm that confident.
Dude, I have no confidence in your speed.
That's fine. You don't have to.
You don't have wheels.
Okay. We'll see.
Too flat.
I've got 4 months. And hell, I won't even like, there's, for me, no training for it. I'm just going to leave it alone until you get healed. And then when you heal, we'll train for a month or two. So you get back to wherever you need to be.
I don't care if you train.
And then we'll go. I'm just saying.
You don't run. You don't run. So you might need the extra training.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
That's right there. Flat foot.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see who's faster.
You and your New Balance shoes.
So you got what? 4 months left? Ish.
Well, minimum.
Minimum 4 months.
4 to 6 months.
Okay, so minimum
it was supposed to be 6 to 8 months.
Okay, minimum 4 to 6 months, somewhere around in there, to get healed and back on your feet. Ish, and then.
So, what was your? Would you rather?
Oh, would you rather have your dad in his prime? Fight
oh, that's right. That's right.
Prime?
That's right.
Yeah, but I never answered. So.
So, what would you say?
My dad as well.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's in his prime. Was football player at Ball State, 6'4", like 280, 320, somewhere around in there. I know that's a big gap, but I can't remember his exact weight.
Speaking of football, and this is totally off subject, but did you know my grandfather on my dad's side was actually asked back in his prime to play for the Chicago Bears?
Did he play?
No.
Then I don't care.
He turned it down.
Then I don't fucking care.
It was fucking awesome, though.
He didn't play.
Doesn't matter.
It does
he was
matter.
Still asked by the fucking head coach to play fucking football for the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Have you been asked?
Keanu Reeves was asked, and he didn't play.
Huh?
Exactly. Pointless. It doesn't matter. He
no,
didn't
he
play.
Wasn't. Are you talking about Johnny Utah?
Keanu Reeves
yeah.
was asked to
he
play
was actually
for the Seahawks.
He was actually fucking really good at fucking surfing.
I know, but we're not talking about surfing. We're talking about football.
Huh.
Keanu Reeves, when he was training for the Replacements, was asked to play by the head coach for the Seattle Seahawks.
Was he?
To play and try out for the team.
That's awesome.
And he did said no. But again,
that's
to
cool.
your point.
That's actually cool as shit, though.
But it means absolutely nothing because neither one of them played.
It doesn't pointless. Matter. It was still cool.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
It doesn't matter if it happened or not. It's still cool that it happened.
Okay.
Whatever.
Fair enough.
You're just jealous because you're not cool.
I am cool.
No, you're not.
I am. I got cool written all over me.
Jesus Christ.
I think it actually says real cool dad, as a matter of fact. Right there.
No, it says real good times.
Oh, close enough. I have a shirt that says real cool dad on it. That's what I thought I was wearing.
Where are we at on time?
We're at time for dad jokes.
All right. We ready for dad jokes?
I am ready. All right. You have more than one this time?
I've got one.
Just one?
Just one.
I hate you so much. Okay, go for it.
No, you go first.
All right.
If you got more than one, you go, I go, you go. That's fine.
All right. Fair enough. You ready?
Yeah.
How do you keep an idiot waiting?
Better not say anything. Exactly. I got that one.
Yeah, you did, but it took you a second. Excuse me. Sorry.
All right. So, yesterday I accidentally swallowed some food coloring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did it turn your poop?
Oh. I haven't pooped yet, so it might have.
Oh, okay.
But the doctor says I'm okay.
Okay, that's good.
But I feel like I've died a little inside.
That's horrible. That's so bad. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I lost it. Crap. Do you have another one?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Find it.
All right, here it is.
There it is.
All right. So this is something cool.
Cool.
You listen to me.
Listen to me.
I'll wait.
All right, go ahead.
You were talking about your grandpa, right?
Grandpa, yes.
All right. So it's at the age of 65.
65.
I'll wait.
I'll wait, too. You're good. Go ahead. I'm done.
All right. No, you're not, but all right.
Yeah, I am.
At the age of 65, my grandma started walking 10 miles a day.
Yeah.
She's 92 now. Mm-hmm. We have no idea where she is.
She never came
She never came back.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I have one more if you want it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, two fish are in a tank. One looks at the other and says, "You drive, I'll fire the gun."
Oh, that one was actually stupid. I'm glad you got a kick out of it because I thought that one was stupid.
But you had to think about it. I love it when you have to think about it for a minute. That's, yeah,
it wasn't
awesome.
Even a minute. It took me like literally 2 seconds.
It didn't take you two. It took you a little longer than that. But whatever. I love it when you have to think about it.
All right. So anyways, if you enjoyed our episode today, go ahead and join our Facebook fan page and leave us a great review or leave us a 5-star rating on one of our many streaming service podcast services, and we will possibly send you a free Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
Yep, if we pick you, you could be the winner of a free Blabber Buddies t-shirt, and it's Thanksgiving, so we're doing a gold colored t-shirt with our logo.
That's right. So hopefully everybody, if we don't talk to you before, probably not, since this is our last episode before Thanksgiving, we will talk to you again after Thanksgiving. Yep. And yeah, we'll have a couple episodes probably before Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. I realize it's next week.
Make sure you eat a lot of food. Get fat.
Get your stretchy pants.
Get fat.
Watch football.
Get fat.
Yep.
And get fat.
Is that the only thing we're getting out of that is get fat?
Yeah, make sure you eat all the good foods.
My 37 pounds are going back on next week.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, so
excited.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna gain the 37 pounds that you lost. Because I am planning on eating a lot of food.
Do you have your stretchy pants ready?
Oh, I'm already wearing them.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
They're on right now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Your sweatpants?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm wearing stretchy pants.
I actually have pregnancy pants.
Actually, I work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do. I don't.
Shit.
I don't.
But you know what?
What?
I'll have plenty of food afterwards.
I don't work on Thanksgiving. Or the day after.
I do. You know what, though? You know what, though?
What?
You're ugly. So there's that. Anyway, so until next time, we will see you later.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.